All right. Ready to level up your rolling, dark, evolving bass lines? This lesson will walk you through advanced automation techniques for drum and bass in Ableton Live. I'll give you device chains, exact settings, routing tips, arrangement strategies, and performance tricks so your bass can breathe, roar, and mutate over time. Follow the steps, copy the settings, then tweak them to taste. Let's go. First, quick overview. The goal here is to build a two-part DNB bass. A pure stable sub plus an evolving mid/high body. We'll put those into an instrument rack, map important controls to macros, and drive motion with clip automation, LFO stacks, rhythmic gating, and resampling. You should have Ableton Live 10 or newer. Live 11 Suite is recommended if you want Max for live LFOs and envelope follower devices. Step 1. Create the instrument foundation. Create a MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Make two chains and name them sub and body. On the sub chain, load operator or analog. Initialize a patch. Oscillator is set to sine, octave minus 2, level minus 6 dB. Envelope, attack 0 ms, decay 500 ms, sustain 100%, release 40 ms. After operator, add an EQ8. Enable a very low cut around 20 HE to remove any DC. And optionally a low shelf around 60-80 HC plus 1-2 dB if you need a touch more weight. Keep the sub mono, place a utility at the end of the chain and set width to 0%. On the body chain, load Waveedable sampler works too. Pick a gritty Waveedable like basic shapes. Start with a saw plus morph. Set Waveedable position around 35 to start. Unison 2, detune 0.08, voices 3 to balance thickness and CPU. Av filter, MG low 24. Cutoff around 800 Hz, resonance about 0.15, balance levels roughly, sub around minus 6 dB, body minus 10 dB to start. You'll tweak these later in context. Next, add core audio effects to each chain. On body chain in order, EQ8 set to high pass at 40-60 Hz to protect the sub. Add a gentle dip around 300-400 Hz if it's MIDI Q 0.6, minus 24 dB. Insert saturator, drive 4.0. Shape analog clip. Dry slash wet 30%. Add corpus or frequency shifter if you want metallic motion. Set frequency around 30-70 Hz with dry slash wet 15-25%. Then use multiband dynamics or drum bus to tighten low mids. Try low band threshold minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Ratio 2:1. Finish with a glue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack 3 ms. Release 200 ms. Threshold to taste. On the sub chain, EQ8 low pass at 120-150 Hz for a steep roll-off, subtle saturator drive 1-2 with dry slash wet 10-15%, and utility width 0% so the low end is solid mono. Keep the sub chain very clean so modulation of the body never kills the low power. Now map macros to make automation manageable. Expose up to 8 macros as your control hub. Suggested map, macro 1 to body filter cutoff Waveedable filter cutoff. Macro 2 to Waveedable position. Set the mapping range from around 35 up to 62 so the macro creates a movement without jumping extremes. Macro 3 to saturator drive on the body, range 0 to 8. Macro 4 to corpus or frequency shifter amount or frequency 0 to 100. Macro 5 to sub chain volume. Map from full up to minus 12 dB so you can remove sub for pre-drops. Macro 6 to high pass on the EQ to protect sub during heavy sweeps. This audio version is shortened for playback.